You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to This Is What We Do. My name is Michael Dean, and joining me today is Mr. Q-Storm, how are you, sir?
Children of the corn, we are gathered today to talk about religion.
All right. Joining us also is Mr. Aunt Pooh, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I've paid my tithes, and I've had my sip of holy water.
And last but certainly not least, Mr. Sean Hill, how are you?
I'm doing well, and Mama, if you're listening, you raised me right, but I may be having to say a few things that you will disagree with.
Okay. Let's set it up, because some people might be listening and don't know what we're talking about, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do. Now, if you've listened to The Last Geeked Out, it ended with a very interesting question from Q-Storm about religion.
Hey,
so we're going to start. Yeah, we're going to start that today. So, Q, can you kind of ask that question again and set it up for us?
First of all, I want to know, why is Ant drinking holy water? I thought he was a Jehovah's Witness.
Damn, just taking shots. Really?
I'm not taking a shot. Why is it a shot? See, I don't understand why people are religious.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you again. Can you set the show up? Ask the question, please.
That's Mike's diplomatic way of saying, I'm going to say the word. Nigga, please stay on point.
Can't say that word.
Okay. I was doing Michael Dean there. That's why I can say the word.
The
question I asked was, I was raised as a Christian. And in the last, I'm going to say decade, I've had some really difficult time struggling with religion. Okay, we don't want to get into my personal thing, but my question was, why is it that Christianity seems to be, as far as I'm aware, Christianity seems to be the only religion on the planet where people of that faith are willing to sell themselves short and buy into, what's the word I'm looking for? Not lie. It is kind of a lie, but I don't want to be disrespectful. But buy into misrepresentation or complete and total misunderstanding about the truth of what their religion is about. And I summed it down. I could go all over the map, but I summed it down into the fact that arguably the two largest holidays in Christianity, Christmas and Easter, are 90% based on pagan tradition. And I don't understand why we allow that in Christianity. I also don't understand why most Christians believe that Jesus was actually born in the wintertime. So I think I see a lack of knowledge amongst people who adhere to this Christian faith. You see it every holiday. You hardly ever, there's no mention of Jesus, hardly ever.
What the hell is that music?
Amen. Go ahead, sir.
Every Christmas, you hardly, every Christmas and Easter is all about the Benjamins. You hardly ever, now I know the argument will be, well, that's mainstream culture, Q. You need to come to the church and stuff like that. Okay, let's talk about the churches. Don't step up in the church unless you dress to the nines, or you might get clowned at some churches. So, but let's the question is, why are Christians not willing to explore the truths about the two, let's start here, not willing to explore the truths about the two largest, arguably largest holidays in their faith?
Okay, well, speaking as someone who studies with the Jehovah's Witness, I cannot answer that question because we do not ascribe to celebrating Christmas and Easter.
So we stopped the show just for that.
Now, okay, do you want me to talk about with other non Jehovah's Witness Christians? First of all, I don't believe that all Christians do celebrate Christmas and Easter. They do realize the pagan origins of Christmas and Easter, and they abstain from celebrating from that. Now, why have they, some I'm not saying that they're not being good Christians for continuing to celebrate the tradition of Easter and Christmas, but you know, some people might not know the origins of it being a pagan holiday. And then there are those that just decide to, I guess, go against the grain and say, well, we know it was started by this, but just like the word nigga, we're taking it back for Christianity, which to me is an absurd premise, but you know, that's what they choose to do.
Okay. I guess
I'm giving you the reasons behind it. I don't agree with their reasoning, but I'm just telling you the things that I have heard, which, like you, makes no sense to me.
I saw a report on CBS this morning, the news program, daily news program, that there's this new block of the public called the Nones, N-O-N-E-S. I forget what the percentage was. Maybe it's maybe 20 years ago it was 10%. Now it's up to 30%. I'm throwing those numbers out to show, just to make the point that it is growing. These are people who affiliate with no religious faith. Okay? Atheism is growing. Millennials nowadays don't believe in God. Now, my thing is... Let me finish. My thing is, putting my beliefs aside, I can't hate on them for not believing in God, because they're not being shown anything by the previous generation that would say that they should believe in God. You've got, and I could I could say this whole thing, the young kids can see the hypocrisy, I believe, in some of these religious practices that have no basis in Christianity. They see people like Creflo Dollar. They see televangelists getting caught up in these scandals. And they're like, why would I want to believe in that?
Well, and this is an analogy you might not believe with. However, there are a number... I grew up in the hood, and there are still people that have grown up in the hood in the last 40 years. There are people that grew up in the hood now that see the drug man, the drug dealer, get away with all his drug pushing, selling, slanging, stacking half a million or more, and get away with it. And they can choose to say, well, fuck it, let me go ahead and go down that route. Or, like myself and probably like millions of other people, say, okay, just because they did it and they got away with it, I'm not going to go down that route in my life. So just because they do see a Creflo Dollar, a Joel Osteen, a Rick Warren, I'm trying to think who else out there. Pat Robertson.
TD Jakes?
TD Jakes. Damn. Yes. Mm-hmm. Out there, you know, being these mega church pastors and not living their life according to the scriptures that they themselves read, doesn't mean that they should just espouse and say, okay, I'm going to be atheist. Instead of, in my opinion, that's the lazy way. Instead of just turning away from Christianity altogether, how about just turning away from these mainstream, in my opinion, dime store preaching pimps, and go search the truth for yourself?
Maybe they have, and that's what they came up with.
Maybe.
I can't say for sure. Then I'd be accused of, oh, Michael, accused you. You don't know. Have you interviewed all these people? I can't say for sure. I'm saying maybe.
Okay, fair point. But I'm just saying. But my point is that if they're turning away because of who gets promoted, who are the loudest orators and these loud preaching pimps, the answer isn't just turn away from Christianity altogether. It's ignore them and go seek the truth for yourself. If in fact they have not sought the truth.
I think there's other reasons that this could turn into a whole theological seminar, which I may or may not be prepared to debate, but I can tell you my experience. When I talk to a Christian and I have simple questions to help me understand what I perceive to be and I don't mean this negatively, hypocrisy. Can't even say it.
It might be perceived that way, but you know, I don't mean it that way.
But might be a hypocrisy between the Bible and what makes sense. I'm not going to bring science into this, but what makes sense based on what I see and hear, I get one of two responses. I get anger or like indignation, or I get a ridiculous response that makes no sense. Now I have come to a understanding of how this universe works in terms of a God or whatnot that makes sense for me. But I have yet to have that conversation with a Christian who is willing to be open-minded to what I might think.
Go ahead.
Well, this isn't really about what I think. We're just having this discussion. No, well, the question was, I still haven't gotten an answer. I mean, we have two other people on the panel that can speak.
What was your question?
Why
please restate your question.
The question was, why do Christians allow this misrepresentation of their two largest religion holidays in their religion?
I think I gave you what some don't know, and some have chosen to quote unquote co-opt it. Say, okay, it might have started. I mean, let's just be honest. This, even non-Christians, they co-opt things, negative things for themselves. I mean, look at the word nigger. They've co-opted it. So those are the best two explanations I can give to you.
We're talking, okay, I understand what you're saying, but that comparison falls flat at least because we're talking about a subject that many people believe has to do with the future, the destiny of your soul versus the N-word. It's
okay, but I mean, I think I've given you a very good analogy as far as co-opted. There are those Christians that choose to ignore the pagan roots of Christmas, the pagan roots of Easter, and have adopted it for Christianity. Some even know outright that December 25th, Christmas, whatnot, has his pagan roots with Horus. You know, from the Egyptian gods. They know that for a fact, but they have chosen, well, we have adopted this day to be the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we're going to keep carrying on that tradition and show our love and our devotion, our worship to Christ on that day. I don't think it makes it right, but I'm just explaining to you why they have chosen to continue that tradition.
Well, see, now I'm not saying you're wrong about the Horus fact, but I heard something different. But see, a lot of the things that I hear about in Christianity, I hear they have similar or outright exactly the same. I'm going to say historic plot arcs as many other religions. So Horus may be just as valid as December. As I heard that it was because, and I know some people are going to try to say, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I read that, I just don't have the names in front of me, but one of the leaders of the church, I guess the Catholic Church back in those times, decided it was easier to make it December 25th. Actually, it was Pope Gregory, I want to say. When they were creating the calendar, it was easier to say, okay, Christians can celebrate at the same time that we have our Saturnalius festival or whatever it was. I forget. So that's why they made it on December 25th. But I'm not saying I'm right. I believe that's what I recall. But I'm saying that it just does kind of bother me that people would want me to follow the ways of Christianity, but y'all don't have it right.
First of all, there are many denominations of Christianity. There are those Christians who do not celebrate that day as Christmas. So
do they celebrate a day in the summertime as Christmas?
But I mean, if you read the Bible, there's nowhere in it that tells you to worship the birth of Jesus.
Well, no.
You will not find that whatsoever. So there's an issue there because people are choosing to do this when there is no Christian edict to do so.
Well, I was going to ask, is there anything in the Torah that tells that I've never heard of it. And
I'm sorry, you threw me off in the what?
Yeah. What is that?
Wow.
Don't wow me.
I'm asking you a question. Explain.
It's I believe.
You're supposed to know.
Okay, I'm about to tell you. It's the Hebrew Bible. I believe it's the Old Testament of the Christian Bible.
And what is it called again?
Does the Torah tell people to celebrate Christ's birthday, right?
No. I said, does the Torah tell Hebrews to celebrate any holidays?
Well, I'm sure, because they still celebrate, Ramadan, and what's the other one?
No, that's Muslim. That's Islam.
Okay. Rosh Hashanah, what's the other one? And there's another one I forgot the name of.
You're telling me that's in the Torah?
I'm guessing.
Let me make sure you understand.
The song says, bitch, I'm guessing.
Let me make sure you understand my point. You just said to me, the Bible does not implicitly state that we should celebrate any Christian holidays that are now holidays.
No, correct? I said Christ's birthday.
Okay. All right, I took that to mean religious holidays. It doesn't tell us to celebrate Easter either.
It does not state to celebrate Christ's resurrection. It said Christ's death, but not his resurrection. As a matter of fact, that is the only thing related to Christ that we are instructed to keep doing, his death.
Can I ask you a question, Q?
What do you mean keep doing? You lost me.
Because I hope none of my brothers from the Kingdom are listening.
Yeah.
W, stand up. Shoot.
Hold on for just a moment.
Well, while he's looking that up, let me ask you a question, because you asked a question.
You got crib notes?
No, my earpiece fell out. So I said, hold on, because I had to put it back in.
Here, hold on to that. Let me ask you a question, because I don't want to forget, because something you brought up, Q, and I'm wondering.
Yes.
You said that, and I don't know if I'm saying the name right. What is it called? The Torah?
T-O-R-A-H.
How do you say it?
That's
what I'm saying. Damn. Like, going to do what for
me? I know. How does it pronounce?
Torah, as far as Torah. I know.
So Torah. You asked, did the Torah say that? Now, I don't know. I've never read
what?
It. What did you ask about it?
No, my question was going to be, when Ant said to me, the Bible does not implicitly state we are to celebrate Christmas, mm-hmm. I took that to mean it says, it doesn't state we're supposed to celebrate any holidays that we deem Christian holidays. So I said, mm-hmm. Does the Torah tell Hebrews to implicitly state they should celebrate the holidays they celebrate?
Okay. And I was going to ask you, do you know the answer to that? Because I don't know.
No, I don't. I said, oh, okay. I don't think it does, is what I said.
Oh, I got you. I wasn't clear. That's why I was asking.
Okay.
Damn, I forgot what I was going to say. Thanks, guys. Oh.
Wow.
In the Bible, I believe it's John or Peter's letters. They state, they go into detail as far as the Last Supper, where Jesus, he explains, do these acts in remembrance of me, where he passes around the bread, he passes around the wine, and he states to continue to do this annually in remembrance of me. And of course, the very next day, he was tried, convicted, and crucified. So they recall Jesus stating himself to do these acts in remembrance of my sacrifice for you. And that's why in the Jehovah's Witness faith, they have the memorial and celebration of Jesus' ransom sacrifice for our sins.
Well, how do you celebrate? Because Easter is celebrating his ascension, right?
They're not celebrating Easter. They're not celebrating his
ascension. I didn't say they were. So my question is, how do you celebrate his death?
Because
I said how.
We have a memorial service. We go out. We read scriptures from the Bible. We reenact what exactly Jesus did that day, at the Last Supper.
Well, see, because you know, I'm not even going to profess to know anything about the Jehovah's Witness and their practices, but I believe I'm correct.
Say it with such dignity and bite.
No, I'm being respectful, dude. I'm going to say Christianity.
See, this is why you're not on the Prince podcast.
Hilarious.
What did I say that offended you just now?
No, that was a line from Joy and Repetition, Dignity and Light.
What did he say? What was the line?
to the south.
Whatever. Try to have an intellectual discussion with a bunch of naggers.
See how he does that, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Hill, are you still? Are you back? I'm sorry, I didn't see you leave. Sean, go ahead. Keep going, Q.
Okay. Honestly, I lost my train of thought because y'all brought up joint repetition. But okay, let's keep it moving.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I put to the Christians out there, and I guess Ant's the only one speaking for Christianity on this panel because he's the only one talking to me. Is I just don't understand why we are willing to sell out our beliefs. I mean, I'm going to say that I'm a Christian, but I have a lot of beliefs that probably do not subscribe to Christian tenets. But I can say this much. If I'm going to celebrate Christmas, I really get tired of nothing on TV, nothing in the news, nothing in pop culture, or I shouldn't say pop culture, in our culture, celebrating Jesus, because I do believe in that Jesus walked the earth, if nothing else, and he...
Well, there's actually historical, you know, proof that Jesus did walk the earth.
That's why I said I believe that Jesus walked the earth. I believe he was a rabbi. I believe that his philosophy was on another level back then.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
Do I celebrate Christmas? Yes, I do.
Are you a Christian? Or I'm just asking, when you ask this question, I mean, do you have an answer? What would be your answer to the question?
To which question? The one about why do we allow this the misrepresentation?
Sure.
The reason I can speak for my house. The reason I allow my house is because I grew up with a Christmas tree and getting gifts and things like that. So I want my son to experience that. But I've told my son, this has nothing to do with Christianity. The Christmas tree, mm-hmm. the gift giving, I even said with Easter. This has when we go Easter egg hunting, I tell them this has nothing to do with the ascension of Jesus Christ. If you believe in that, but I do. But so what I approach it as that part of it is secular, mm-hmm. but I am aware of it. I keep it in the back of my head that this whole Christmas tree thing. If you took it away from me right now, I can't be mad at you. Because this is not what it's about.
Do you feel most people don't do it the way you just described?
Do I feel most people don't do it the way that they say that it's that they believe that that's secular? I think most people believe that the Christmas tree is part of the religious faith. Yes, I tend to think. Most people will probably think that.
Interesting. From my own experience, and I'm not most people, I can only speak about my family. I've never heard anybody say that the Christmas tree was a part of God or something. So that's odd when you say that. I've never heard that. But that's interesting.
Well, and again, I'm not claiming I'm right.
I
just know that it never comes up amongst people. Any of the people that I come in contact with, it never comes up in discussion. You know, isn't this a load of crap that we had to put this tree up? It has nothing to do with what we were supposed to believe. I'm talking about devout Christians. They will go to Walmart and kill people to get a Christmas tree on sale.
Was that Sean about to jump in?
That was me, yes.
Go ahead.
You touched on something, Q, and I hope this hasn't already been talked about because I wasn't able to hear, about being dressed up to the nines for Easter and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I still get in trouble to this day because I refer to Easter as National Black Church Dress Up Day, and my mom would get at me on Facebook. But back in the day, that's what it was to me. That was what I saw. I didn't see the religious aspect. I didn't see the holiday. I saw black people, and I can only speak for my church and what was going on there. The whole point of that day was to outdress each other. We used to drive. We lived in a little town called Warner Robins, about an hour and a half south of Atlanta. we would literally drive to Atlanta a couple weeks before Easter, and me and my dad, we'd get new suits. My mom would get a new outfit. And you only wore it on Easter. We only wore it that one time. Now, I don't want to say we were rich and all that, but that was what we did. We bought that Easter suit. We wore it. We dressed to the nines. And in my head, my young impressionable mind at the time, that's what I associate that holiday – or not holiday, but that's what I associate that day with, being dressed up. The church capacity would be filled to the max. We'd have to get extra chairs from the storage and bring them out because, you know, everyone's coming in. And then, of course, you can't see the preacher because all the hats, but that's a whole nother story. But growing up in the South, I don't know if it's still that way now. Well, I know my church now, it's Come As You Are, which that still just blows my mind. Whenever I go back home to visit, my mom's like, "You going to church?" I'm like, "No, I didn't bring any church clothes." "Oh, you can wear your jeans." I'm like, "Really?" Yeah. So I think it. I'm serious.
Well, where do you
I'm
think serious. That comes from? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
The dressing up in the Black church.
That's probably. Go ahead. I have a.
No, I was going to say I honestly don't know. I guess maybe it has something to do with just springtime and you know, you do the spring cleaning and all of that, you know, so fresh, being new, da da da. Maybe that's where that comes from. But it was seriously a fashion show on Easter. And don't come in there with something you wore last year. Don't come in no, you know, no rinky dink suit. They will talk about you. They will talk about you.
I'm sorry.
No, I just one more thing. See, and that's the thing. Me and my mom, we always get into about church and religion and why I don't like to go and all that. Because again, you guys may say this. People always accuse me of being quiet. When I go somewhere, I really don't talk. I just sit and I watch and I observe. So as a young kid, that's what I was seeing. So I'm not seeing worshiping. I'm seeing people talking about each other. I'm seeing, you know, the backstabbing. I'm seeing people catching the Holy Ghost, and I'm like, "Wouldn't you were just jerking in the club last night, and now you were here catching, you know?" So
jerking, you know, sight.
Yeah, you know, so you know, I saw hypocrisy, and I saw all of that stuff. You know, a lot of the and not saying they have to be, you know, virtuous, but like a lot of the deacons, they're kids were having babies, you know, out of wedlock, like they were, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old. You know, so I'm like, well, hell, you know, they're supposed to be the examples, and they effing up. You know what I mean? So that's why I just have like a bad, I won't say taste in my mouth as far as religion goes, but it's just the things that I saw and observed again at church. I didn't see the worship. I saw the secondary stuff, you know. So.
Well, what I was going to say about the dressing up, I could be totally wrong, but I read the book 12 Years a Slave, that the movie was based on. I read a couple other books years ago about, you know, slavery and what a traditional life of a slave was. And I wonder if it has to do with the fact that the slave masters would give the slaves the one day they got off of work was Christmas. Now, maybe it leaked over into Easter eventually, but the one day they got off and they had good food and celebration, and people would come from other plantations, and they would have a large blowout party, and they were given nice cloth and threads and stuff like that to make nice clothes for that day. So that's the one time they could dress up and look good, as opposed to wearing rags or whatever the rest of the year. So I don't know if that has something to do with it.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like it could make some sense. I would imagine it does probably come from, you know, in that situation where they saw, you know, slave masters or somebody, they were dressing up for this particular thing, and yeah, it sort of passed down and just carried on the tradition.
What do you think you probably know because I'm asking, but what are the two most popular days in church to go?
Well, Easter and Christmas.
No.
Or
Christmas?
New
Year's.
My church.
New Year's.
No. Oh. No.
Yeah, New Year's, right? No.
No, Easter and Mother's
Day. Oh, okay.
Mother's Day. Yeah, Mother's Day.
I was going to say the day they had a chicken dinner. But anyway.
y'all clowning, but honestly, even now my church, they do a lot of catering, and they cater Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm just saying. One of the owners, he owns a bunch of franchises there, and so actually when I went back home for my grandmother's funeral, you know, everybody brings food over to the house or whatever. Guess what we had? S load of KFC.
It's interesting. I'm just kind of doing some reading off this question about the dressing up, and apparently it says traditionally in Hispanic Sunday service is the same sort of way. They dress up. So that's something we'll look into. I'm kind of curious about where that comes from. Because nowadays, I think you have churches who dress down on purpose, you know, just sort of like you don't have to have that added pressure of dressing up and that whole sort of thing. And it's almost like if you grew up in that environment, this is like a, kind of relaxing.
Yeah, that's how, my church is now. Yeah, you don't have to dress up anymore.
Well, I mean, because it's not about making putting the emphasis on you. I mean, if you, I'm not going to sit up here and try to debate scripture. I was made to read the Bible as I was growing up. I know a little bit about it, very little. But I do know Jesus came to the people in rags. His disciples, they weren't dressed to the nines. I mean, honestly, Jesus hung around the lowlifes of the society back then. So I said back then. But, you know, you could make the argument that the people, like you saying, you were twerking in the club last night, you in the church next day, those are the people that Jesus wanted to come to them because they needed it the most. But the fact is, you got people who don't acknowledge that I shouldn't be twerking in the clubs if I'm going to follow this set of beliefs. Okay.
Well, one Saturday night is fine. I'm talking every Saturday night. Now, I'm throwing stones because I was in the same clubs, but, you know, I wasn't catching the Holy Ghost the next day in church.
See, I think this also, we could get into a long discussion about this, the nature of sin. I mean, what is the nature of sin? That's another issue I have with religion in general, the nature of sin. I mean, what defines, I know what a Christian would say, but what defines sin? If God loves me with all of my faults, I don't understand how there could be sin that would prevent me from getting to heaven if I believe in God.
I think Hitler probably put that to the test.
Do I make the statement?
I said I think Hitler probably put that theory to the test.
Well, see, that's where some of the more that I struggle with it too. Some of the more radical concepts of what I'm studying come into play, where some people might say that Hitler was I'm gonna get in trouble for saying this.
Say he was a Christian.
I don't know if it was a Christian or not. That had nothing to do, but what he did, let me put it this way.
Why are you biting your tongue, man?
You're biting for nothing else.
You can go in on black folk, but when it comes to Hitler, Hitler, you got to bite your tongue. Okay.
No, I don't agree with what he did. I don't believe in what he did. I think he was an evil person. I believe that.
Glad you got that out of the way.
So some of the people that some of the things that I tend to start looking at would say that, you know, you could say, why did Hitler exist and do what he do? Why do tornadoes come and wipe out communities? Why are children killed by their parents sometimes? That is a part of what God, part of the gift God gave us. That is free will. So it's all part of the quote unquote divine plan. God could have said, and let me just, I will say this to anyone. I do not believe in the God of the Bible. I do not believe God is a man who lives in some dimension above us called heaven, and we pass through some sort of portal to get into his realm. I don't believe that. For a second, do I believe that? But to make the point I'm making, God gave us free will, he could have said, you will do what I tell you to do. I want you to be good. And actually, he told Adam and Eve, don't eat from that tree of knowledge. Well, you gave us free will. You gave us curiosity. What do you think we're going to do? So,
amen.
Anyway,
same point. You know,
preach it. Preach, man. You preach it. Go ahead.
No, jump in.
Oh, I'm listening to the words, man.
But at the same time, at the same time, there are certain things that there are rules that you can have. And if God who's giving you everything says just do this one thing, do not do, you can't? Can't listen?
Apparently not.
You know, that's why they fucked up. You know, I'm gonna tell you.
So God could have then said, "Man, they didn't get what I was putting down. So I'm gonna take away that free will."
He didn't. Well, this would require a far lengthier Bible study session with you, Q, that I'm sure our listeners do not want to go through. But I can explain why he chose to go that route. But
give me the Cliff Notes version. I'm sure
Cliff Notes version of it was.
See, the devil comes to steal, can't destroy. He is crawling in search of the tool. What is it? What is it? Terrorize y'all's neighborhood, amen. He doesn't want to love you.
He wants
to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. Come with me here. And it says, and whosoever, that's Bible, amen, shall be found. All right. Whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down.
Okay.
See, that right there is why I can't go to those regular ass.
That was not a real church. Let me be clear. That's my man Kev on stage. Shout out to him. Check him out on YouTube. Anyway, go ahead.
Cliff Notes version of it is that God was like, well, you know, damn you people. I'm just going to get rid of y'all. And the devil was like, see, I told you that's what it was like. And God was like, damn, okay, if I do it that way, then I prove the devil right. So he wants to have an answer for the devil.
But he did get rid of us. It was called the flood. If you believe in that stuff, he did get rid of us. It's called the flood.
Do you know
him? No, he saved, wasn't that Job? Noah.
He saved Noah and his family.
Okay.
But he wiped out humanity. So what?
He didn't wipe out humanity.
He saved people. He didn't wipe
out. Yeah, I'm saying he didn't wipe out humanity if Noah and his family were still there. That's not humanity.
Oh my gosh, really? He saved one family, and you're saying, well, that accounts for that's an equal balance of wiping out the. I'm assuming.
I'm not saying it's an equal balance. You're saying he didn't save us. He wiped us out with the flood. I'm like, he didn't wipe us all out. He saved Noah and his family.
Okay, so he wiped out everybody except for Noah and his family.
Yes, which I have to say this right now. Why do people get into this whole thing about incest? And I'm like, wait a minute. You do realize, I understand this is a pie-in-the-sky theory, but if the world were to come to the end and there was only one man left, one woman left, how the fuck do you think the world is going to get populated?
Clones? Just joking.
Like I said, trying to have an intellectual discussion.
Possible, but I doubt it. God damn.
So, Q.
Yes,
you're raising some very interesting questions. Good questions. Good discussion. What do you think is sort of a answer, or what should Christians do? Instead of going along with these pagan religions, so let's deal with that.
I'm not saying Christians should do anything. I'm not saying they should stop doing what they're doing. I'm just saying, in terms of the celebrating the holidays, just be aware of what you're doing. Don't be ignorant of what you're doing. If you want to put out a Christmas tree, who am I to say you should not put out a Christmas tree because you're a Christian? But I'm just saying, don't be ignorant of the fact that you are involving something that really has nothing to do with Christianity. Don't really complain when people are saying more and more that Christmas and Easter are becoming secular holidays, because they already are. Chris Rock did when he hosted Saturday Night Live, a couple years ago or last year. He said Christmas is about Christmas isn't about Christians telling us how life is on Earth. It's about economists telling us how good the Christmas season was. He says, yeah, we had a bad Christmas this year. Stocks was down 20%. Hopefully they'll have an uptick by Easter. You know, that's what I feel. Here's another example. I read a story. This may be an urban myth, but because I can't remember where I saw this. I think I saw it on some news blog or something like that. But in Japan, they were celebrating something that was going to be attended by Christians, I guess. And they made an image of Santa Claus nailed to the cross.
Oh, wow!
So I'm like that. What are you taking away from that? I mean, even Santa Claus, that image of Santa Claus is Santa Claus is based on a Turkish saint, I believe.
A black Turkish saint.
Okay.
He was a brother.
All right. And now Coke, back in the 40s or 50s, created Coca-Cola to sell some product, created this Santa Claus, and that's now the image of Santa Claus that everyone knows today.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's just it's again, I'm not telling Christians what they should do. I would be out of line, but I'm just saying be aware of what you're doing as you do it.
Do you think most Christians aren't aware of these things? Or
I can tell you, whenever I talk about it in mixed company, mm-hmm. people look at me like I have two heads. That's all I can say. I can only talk about my experiences.
Yeah, that's just interesting. I mean, I don't go to church all the time, but the times I've went to church, I think I went last Easter, matter of fact. But I was, you know, I remember the preacher up there, he made a point to say, you know, there's Easter and, you know, the rabbit and all this other stuff. And then there's, you know, and then there's, you know, Jesus. And let's not get it twisted. You know, he didn't say let's not get it twisted, but he's essentially saying let's not get it twisted. You know, they have nothing to do with each other. And you know that. Just from my experience, I've never seen people, like my mom is a devout Christian, but she'd be the first one to tell me and don't even have to tell me that there's no, and I was never raised that there was, but there was no correlation between Christmas and God or something. Like I've never experienced, I'm not saying I never heard of it, but I've never experienced people like equate the Christmas tree with Christ. You know, I was always taught that this is what we're going to choose. You know, we can't forget what Christmas, I've always been taught we can't forget what Christmas is really about, or what it's supposed to be about, as opposed to giving gifts. Not about giving gifts, not about the Christmas tree, not about the dinners and all that. That's about, you know, God, whether that's what it started about or not. That's just, I've always heard it being explained that way. People I've been around a lot of Christians, because a lot of people in my family and close relatives are deep in, you know, raised in the church, you know, deep into the church. So I've never seen it that way. So that's interesting to me that when you talk about it like that.
Does anyone here know why the Easter Bunny became a part of Easter?
Wasn't it initially a pagan holiday? The bunny represents fertility.
Exactly. So basically, we celebrate that we can fuck on Easter.
who's celebrating? Because I've never heard that, right? So I don't know that. But I've never equated Easter with that bunny, sort of thing. Like that may be, you may be exactly right with what it's from, but I've just never, you know, I've been going to Easter church for years, but I've never, they never had the bunny at the church. So I never equated it that way.
Well, I've been to a couple, I'm going to say two or three churches where they had an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. But was it about fertility when they did it? This is all I'm asking.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the origin of it.
Oh, for sure.
The rabbit is a sign. It was like a spring fertility rite, and the rabbit is a. It was a symbol of fertility.
Okay.
So we kind of ingested that into Christianity, which I think that one was a little bit more egregious than the Christmas stuff.
Quite egregious.
Anyone have to do the sunrise service on Easter Sunday?
I've heard of it. I've never done it.
Yeah. Woo!
6 o'clock in the morning. Sorry, Mom. I got my ass up at 4:30.
That's right.
You know, to get ready. This was back in the Jerry Curl days too. So you know, I had to make sure the curl was tight.
Get up an extra hour early.
Yeah, right.
Get your juices right.
to get to church at 6. You know, that was a special service. That's not including, you know, regular church. So then you had Sunday school was at 9:30 to 11. And then the church service at 11, that's 11 to 1. And, you know, don't let Rev have a good sermon going on. You know, you hear, I ain't going to try to do it, but Mike can do it better than me. You know, I'm going to go ahead and end this now. No, preacher, go ahead. And then that's another hour.
Let me wrap right. up. Hold on.
No, preacher, go. No, take your time.
Oh, don't preach with me. I couldn't even hear. Jesus. In the middle of an attack, you keep playing, and I'm dying. I remember.
All right. Anyway,
so I know when I was in high school and able to drive, Mom's gonna kill me. Lord have mercy. Lord kill. What I would do is, you know how the preacher would always give the topic right at the beginning. You know, the turn your Bible to, you know, Exodus 23:13, read the verse, you know, then he'll say whatever he's going to preach about. That's when I would dip out, right?
What do you mean dip out?
I would leave church. I was driving at the time.
Oh, so you went to church by yourself?
I would drive by myself. I went to church with my parents, but I was able, when I hit 16, I started driving myself. This is why.
Wouldn't they know you left?
Well, here's the deal. I was sitting in the back of the church.
Damn.
Right,
so they still wouldn't know.
No, they wouldn't know. I didn't. There was a special teenage section of the church, right, okay. Where all the kids sat.
Teen ministry.
Now the details
so
come
I up. Would. So yeah, well, I'm gonna say my mom probably gonna disown me after this. So I would dip out, right? As soon as he would say what the topic of the sermon was, I would dip out. I would come back an hour later.
Oh Lord!
And sit in the back, right? So my mom, she was like, "So what did the preacher talk about?" And I would say, "Oh yeah, the topic was da 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 da." And she go, "Oh okay." So you was listening? No, I wasn't even there.
You're a nut.
But I knew. I knew
Stop snitching.
Statute of limitations on snitching.
I'm sorry, Sean. I'm a creature of logic. Couldn't your mom turn around and look in the section and see
you
not there?
I'm 40 plus now. Mama can't ground me now.
We'll see that video online. 40-year-old whipped by his mom.
I would.
But couldn't your mom turn around and see that you weren't? Couldn't your mom turn around and see that you were missing from the sanctuary?
My mom's paying attention to the preacher. She, you know, she studying me.
All right.
As the old black folks say. So there's another thing that I would do also. On the rare occasions that my mom's there out of town or whatever, I would go to church. Yeah, I don't care. I would go to church. What I would do is I would do two things. I would arrive late, and I would not sit in the teen section. I would sit somewhere in the middle where the adults were. Why? Because what happens when you arrive late to a black church?
You got to walk through the middle, put your hand. I mean, that's when you leave. You got to put your hand up and –
And they talk about you.
Oh, for sure.
So, oh yeah, EK and Kathy's son. He came in here like 20 minutes late.
Yeah, I love it.
So,
damn, that, I went to all
that way. My mom thing. Knew I was there, right? Because I got there late. Just now, I don't.
You're kind of breaking up.
See, that's why you don't blaspheme church, son.
Yeah. <no.
laughs> Like,
that's,
okay.
Go ahead.
That's Lucifer doing his job.
Wow.
Nah, that was his mama. She had that sixth sin and she got Jesus on you.
You know what's funny? I thought we were going to have a serious discussion. All we're doing is talking about how the black church messed us up. Wow. All right.
You were serious for 5 minutes. That's good enough.
So, Q, are we good?
Mike, I'm Mike. I'm begging, don't put this out, man.
Please. No, no, wait.
Don't put this
out. Why you don't want to put it out now?
I just don't know if we've really addressed the deeper issues of the faith in this particular.
You never were going to.
You asked the questions. I let you go. You going in. We had conversation. You know, hey, it is what it is.
Put it this way. If I were a seeker of the truth, which I feel like I am, this didn't help.
Who's that on you?
No.
You're the one who had this question. You ask the question. You got a response. I asked you some questions. You said you based it on what you do on logic. I don't see a problem with anything else going on.
All right. We'll leave it there.
There you go. He asked you a question. Was there any other stuff on Christianity or any questions or any other more discussion on this?
I think I've said too much already.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't want to make this about me, but mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
No, original question was not about me. It was about Christians and Christianity in general.
Right.
But, I would honestly say I struggle with what I believe. And one thing I can say about myself is I don't want to impose my beliefs on other people. Mm-hmm. And I choose to believe what I want to believe. You know, like I get into arguments with people who... let me back up a sec. What I find interesting, the friends of mine that are the most, quote-unquote, devout, saved, whatever.
You want to give names?
You wouldn't know. But they are the ones that did the most dirt. So it's like, it's always, you had your fun doing your dirt, now you saved, now you want to try to come save me. I'm not there yet. Let me go, I'm married now, but let me go hit this.
Hilarious.
Then I'll come talk to you.
Well, that's kind of what I was talking
remember
about.
Remember that, huh?
That's kind of what I was talking about, too, about, being in the club and, seeing the girls, and then the next day they catching the Holy Ghost. I'm like, wait, hold up. is that how it works?
Well, no, I can argue.
I know porn stars on Instagram right now, porn stars and strippers want to talk about his struggle, thank you, Jesus, and all that other stuff. And I'm looking like, what? What?
Wait a minute.
He had to clear his throat, y'all. He had to clear his throat. Go ahead, Mike.
Pause on that. Now, where do you know these porn stars at?
They're on Instagram.
Do you follow them or something? Or how do you just randomly come across their pictures? Or?
Yeah, I follow them just to see, what's going on in their daily lives, Struggle's real for them now.
He's about to get thrown out of his kingdom hall.
I was going to ask, how does that correlate with your beliefs and your following?
I mean, they're not putting up any naked pictures. I mean, come on. But I'm just saying, I know the dirt you've done, and you're trying to really say...
But that's what I'm understanding. So if you are going to go at them... Yeah, it's your turn. Now, if you're going to go at... If you're going at them for the dirt that they've done, they obviously tell you exactly what they are. They're porn stars. There's no hiding behind what they do, taking dick. And they're getting paid for it. Now, you are JW, Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, Lord.
Why are you following Satan's stepdaughters?
Satan's stepdaughters? I do not. First of all, Instagram, you cannot put anything vulgar or pornographic on there.
Right. I'm not asking. So I'm not going into the pictures. I'm just asking. You have to follow them to follow the pictures, though, right?
And you just say Instagram. You said Twitter.
Twitter.
Oh.
Woo!
Yeah, you
know. It's getting hot in here.
Amen.
Wow.
So help us understand.
By the way, I find it interesting. He said, you can't post pornographic stuff on Instagram. Just like in the show Lucifer, he's not really doing anything evil. He's helping out the police. He's not doing evil things, so...
He's still the devil.
They still porn stars.
Yeah, let's stay on target though. Help us understand how you are following the and based off of all the conversation we just had for the last hour.
Just stop talking, bro. I tried to tell you.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I'll leave it alone.
What's the question? I'm not understanding the question.
So we all dealing with our own little, what do you want to say? I don't want to use stronger words. We're dealing with things that sort of contradict some of the things that we may believe in or what we aspire to do. We all sort of, as they say, backslide, or we all got a shit we got to answer to. Some people are running around doing holidays that go against what they're talking about, right? Some people's following porn stars.
Oh.
When they should be doing more door-to-door work.
Oh.
Damn.
But we not judging.
Are we right. Not. We
Mike,
not.
That's wrong, man. Mike, you're wrong.
I'm just messing.
Wow. I'm just saying, the comeuppance will be swift.
See, hey, I'm not. I'm in the same boat. Now, I'm not necessarily following porn stars, but I mean, we all sin.
You know
what
I'm saying? He said it three times now. He ain't slick.
We all sinning, and I mean, but I'm the same guy who is, you know, I. So I'm kind of. I'm
your
a lot.
Sin out there,
yeah,
Mike.
I'm gonna put
your
myself.
Out there.
Well, I mean, I'm not. Let me be. Clear. Yeah, so I don't want to pull other people
now.
Into the bus. I don't want to throw other people into the bus. Well, let me just say, I'm living a situation that doesn't adhere to what the Bible says I should be doing. At the same time, I understand that, and I'm trying to find my way while still being a sinner. So I'm doing some other things, because that's what I was going to say. I'm like you about a lot of things. There's stuff that I don't understand. You know, like, how can you believe this, but you're not living this way? Or just does this really make sense? But with all of that said, I choose to say, you know what? I'm going to believe certain things. They may not make sense to me.
Exactly.
But I choose to believe this because I think it would serve me better to believe it. And I am, I consider myself a leader. And what I mean by that is I'm a leader to my kids. So I would rather teach them some of the ideology that I was taught because it served me well growing up through life. So what I mean by that is, for me, it is, I'm still learning this stuff, but at least I'm going to learn it, and I'm going to have them learn with me, and we'll go through it together. But at least they will have an adult, or they'll have their father in this case, right there with them. And we're going to all read this stuff and study it and do it together. I didn't necessarily have that. I was just sort of, you're just going to go to church. You just sit there. And, you know, my mind is going to see all this contradiction and with no explanation. Like, why? Well, why are you doing this, Grandma, when I know we got the ripple in the thing and this is going on? But at least here, I'm going to put my faults on front, but we're going to study this together, and we're going to find our way through it. So I choose to study it, even though I still have questions.
You know what, Mike? Yeah. I got to, bruh, you said it perfectly. That's what I was trying to say before. That was the best way to put it. I salute you on that. And furthermore, I would say, I just don't understand. I don't understand why people are so willing to be beholden to a book. I'm talking about the Bible, that was written by white men in a period of time that was completely different, completely removed from where we are now, and took place mostly in the Middle East. And the parts of the Bible that we have were voted on by the Catholic Church as to what could be included, so as not to get the populace riled up or want them to go against the church. I mean, I don't understand why people are so willing to say this is fact, when the Catholic Church, what was that, the Nicene Council or the Nicene, I forget, Creed, they voted on what texts would be allowed to be put in the Bible. I haven't done the research, but I know there are some books out there that would be very controversial if people were made aware of them. So, with all that knowledge, why don't you question it more? Why do you just follow it blindly? I know some of the people I respect have nothing but utmost respect for, the most intelligent people I know, and they will tell you God is a man, he's white, there was a snake that really could talk, we were made out of clay, and there's a guy who built a boat big enough to collect all of the 2 million species that exist on Earth. What did he do with how about the fish? Did he put the fish on the boat? Because that would be stupid. And I asked him, how do you believe that? Why do you believe? Because it's in the Bible.
My answer to that. Oh, you got your speakers up there.
I haven't touched a thing.
Check.
Nothing is
checked. There we go. Yeah. All right. So the only answer I would say to that is, yes, some of the situations are really out there. You know, you talked about Noah and this guy and the whale and stuff. But for me, what I sort of take away it is, I don't get too hung up on what some may deem as fantasy sort of elements, fantastical elements of these situations. I'm going to try and pull the meaning behind the story. You know, what is the theme of it? Because, again, we can get hung up on, did he really go inside the whale, or how did he get the fish on the boat? Or, and I don't know if it necessarily said he put the fish on the boat.
I'm saying when I ask Christians, they say he got two of every species. I said, well, sure. Why did he bring fish during a flood? They know how to swim. Why would he bring them on?
Right. I get it. But the thing is, what is that story of? What's the point of that story? Is there a point to that story?
I agree with you, Mike. I'm saying I agree. I'm on your side with that. But I'm saying some people believe there's a point to the story, and they believe the story actually happened.
And I don't have any problem if they believe it actually happened. As long as they understand the themes in the story that story is telling it, then it's going to tell you how they're going to live their life.
But then they'll approach me and say, I am a blasphemer for not believing that it happened, even though I believe in the moral of the story.
And all you should probably just, hey, God bless you.
Well, no, I'm not saying
I don't care what they think. You shouldn't care what they think.
I'm not saying y'all I do. Just,
if y'all agree on the same, you know what, this is the code of how we want to live, cool. You choose to believe that Star Wars isn't real. I choose to believe that Yoda was real. I don't actually believe that. But the themes about some of the stuff he's talking about, I fuck with that. Like, I think that's true. There is no trier. You know what I mean? I'm just using pop culture stuff. But it doesn't matter to me. Like, if you really believe that he brought fish on the boat, or how did they deal with the tigers versus the blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter to me. I don't need it to make scientific sense. I just need to understand, what's the purpose of God saving him and his family and not everybody else? What was it? Why is that story in there? Now, you may say, well, there were some people who voted to put that in there. Maybe that's true.
There's no maybe. That's true.
Well, again, I'm just saying, I don't know. But again, once you sit down and study it for yourself, and then you have to teach it onto other people as a man, you have to say, okay. That's, like me and my kids, we talked about Noah's last week. I said, some of this stuff is kind of, that's crazy. How did they do that? We don't know. But what was really going on here? You know? And that was the point for that mind they dealt with. And as us as adult minds, we may look at it as you do and say, you know what? Nah, I kind of don't really.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, what concerns me, and I'm starting to kind of make some connections to bigger themes now. What concerns me is that people who believe literally in the Bible, some of these people are in Congress, and some of these people draft our laws. I mean, sometimes I hear stories about people saying, oh, we can never destroy this planet because God won't allow it. And so people that have that mentality, I think they're a danger.
Then we vote them out, right? If we voted them in, that's true. We know that, then we deal with the consequences of our actions.
That's true, but they're so, that's all, you know, the Republicans have, the GOP is one of their, what's the term? Their base is a big part of their base are evangelicals. So I can vote, but if they have a stronger block of voters, doesn't matter what I vote, they're still gonna go into office.
And again, so we're gonna deal with the consequences of our actions. This is a country that's quote unquote based on Christian fundamental beliefs. and we're going to deal, you're going to deal with being in a country that has that sort of backbone. When you don't like that and you used all the options, you make a choice to say, well, I've done everything I can do and I'm going to live here and deal with it. Or you have to make another choice. But I mean, that's the ground rules that are laid. I mean, we ain't got no choice but to deal with them or change them.
That's what I'm talking. That's why I would say, that's why I'm saying, when you say, well, you shouldn't worry about what other people think. Well, yes, I should. And I'm making the point why I should.
I would say don't, because again, now this is for me. I'm not telling you what you to do, but I will pray about it. And at the end of the day, I can't change nobody else's thing. So that's why I can't worry about it. I can only put my opinion. And then, hey, if they don't agree, I pray nothing they do can hurt me. But at the end of the day, I'm not putting my faith in them anyway. So it will be what, as you say, God's plan is for it to be. And to be clear, I don't think he actually said that Noah put fish in there.
I never said he said that, Mike.
It wouldn't make sense to put fish in there if they were.
I never said that. I said it doesn't make sense, because why would he save the fish? If you say he saved every species, then that implies he put fish on the boat.
Right. I just think if you actually go look at the scriptures, I don't think it says he saved every species. But
no. What does it say?
Now we're doing Bible study. But no, I just take with you 7 pairs of every clean animal, a male and its mate. Also 7 pairs of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep these various kinds of life throughout the earth. 7 days from now, I will send rain. So it doesn't say send every.
It said every animal. What am I missing?
He says here, this is verse 4.
No, church is in session.
Yep, Genesis 7.
What is that?
Verse 4, 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And I will wipe from the face of the earth, quote, every living creature I've ever made.
Right.
So again, he didn't tell him to put all the creatures in the boat, because he said he's going to wipe them all out.
What did he say to put in the boat? Two of every animal, correct? You just read it.
See, here's the part where I dip out, because I already know what the topic of the sermon is. So I'll be back in an hour. No.
I guess what I'm
pointing out. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here, I'm going to answer your question. We'll read it so we'll both know the answer. Genesis 7, chapter 7, that is. Verse 2.
Now, is this the translated King James Version?
I'm reading the... No, actually, I'm reading the... I'll tell you here in a second. New International Version.
I don't care. I'm joking.
Oh, okay. Take with you 7 pairs of every kind of, quote, clean animal. Okay. A male and its mate. And 1 pair of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate. And also 7 pairs of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made.
So basically, God had a lot of redundancy in his language. So he says, take 7 of every clean animal and 7 of every unclean animal. Well, God, why don't you say take 7 of every animal? Why are you wasting words?
Again, that's on you. I don't question God, but I hear you.
Execution teacher.
Amen. All right, now I'm going to get off my...
That proves to me that it was a book written by men. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, it was like, take 7 of every clean animal and every unclean animal. Doesn't say anything about amoeba, spiders, or what's a clean animal. It probably was anything that wasn't of, like, porcine or anything like that. But we could, I can tell you that probably wasn't that way, because they didn't have refrigeration like we have now. It's the book written for the times. So that's just my opinion.
Amen.
I will say this also. I don't believe in the Immaculate Conception.
Okay.
I believe Anakin was born of the Immaculate Conception.
Hysterical.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
The midichlorians.
That was just so disrespectful to Christian dogma right there. Like, come on.
What Star Wars? Or what he just said?
Star Wars gonna say that he was born of Immaculate Conception. Come on,
why is that disrespectful? I'm just kidding.
Look, chosen. How you gonna evoke that type of imagery? Come on now.
But that type of imagery is invoked in a lot of storytelling.
Like, where? I don't remember Immaculate Conception in another story.
Okay. I don't have the story points in front of me, so I can't say that. I have no answer for you.
You mean I shut you down?
Hey, I'll take that. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. All right, so Q, are we good? Or nah?
I don't define good, man. What is, are we good? Are we finished? Yeah.
Yes,
are
we
good?
Yeah,
no, yeah. I don't think so.
Well, you know, should you need further discourse, I can get you in contact with the Jehovah's Witness in the greater Philadelphia area. We will be more than happy to come out to your place of home.
Well, hold on. You mean, are these the same two people I kicked away from my door when I was trying to cut my yard?
Nobody's laughing, sir.
Like, get out. I ain't got time. Nah.
You ain't got time? Okay, well, when you're burning... when Armageddon happens and you're not chosen...
God's going to look at you and say, I didn't got time either, nigga. Next.
I did a shoot, and I believe it's the Jehovah's Witness headquarters. Now, I'm not trying to speak down on the religion.
You're not.
But I did a shoot at the Jehovah's Witness, but I believe it's the Jehovah's Witnesses headquarters in Brooklyn. And it's clear that a lot of money is, well, let me stop.
No.
It's no different from any other religion.
All right. I should say.
In terms of what?
What you want to go with, sir?
Some of the, I don't want, for want of a better word, I can't think of a better word, but garishness. Like, this money could be probably better spent feeding people, you know?
But then that's to say that they're not doing that, though.
Well, they're not doing it with that money. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Moving on. So.
Are we good?
About that Jay-Z, though.
Okay, we can talk about this one, be the last one. Yep.
All right, so, you know, Jay-Z went on it. We were just talking about Jay-Z last week, talking about invoking the names of Freddie Gray and Mike Brown in his battle to get Tidal to a respectable market share, talking about how he's being questioned by black folk, but, you know, the same black folk don't have any words to say to Steve Jobs, even though he's dead now, and Phil Knight with Nike, and they're steady being regular customers of them and pretty much saying, fuck Spotify, fuck YouTube. And then there was a photo revealed of YouTube at the offices of Tidal with not one black person amongst his employees. Now, it was later discovered that that was Tidal's official headquarters in Norway. However, this wasn't a good look. Am I wrong or right?
I would say, why are you surprised, first off?
Well, you're not surprised, but... The fact that being is like, wait a minute, you went through, you pretty much got your Malcolm X on, and then you going to pose for a picture with pretty much the definition of blonde hair, blue-eyed, white devils? Come on.
Whoa.
I said Malcolm X. That was the connection. Come on.
Well, here I would say is, when was that picture taken?
Mike Colombo, he's on the case.
Yeah. When was that picture taken? Two, you said that picture was in Norway?
Yes.
Now, I don't know how many brothers are out
ship
there.
Ship him in. You find a black dude to get a job, he'll move.
If they want to. If they're an engineer, you don't know. They got a lot of options, right? You can get good money at that job. I don't know what they're paying, but I agree. Is it a good look? No. That picture is not necessarily a good look based off of that freestyle / rant that he had.
Yeah.
But at the same point, that's just a picture. And again, we can't.
I can't take shit at face value.
I can take it for face value, but I mean that's all it is. It's just a look, and I agree, it's not a good look. But again, we don't know anything else about that company. I don't know if that's all the employees. Maybe you do. I don't know that. I don't know if he made changes to it or he hasn't. At the same point, I don't know. Does he have blacks working in other businesses that he has? I would imagine he does, but again, yes, I don't know that either.
He didn't do the equivalent of a Negro spiritual for his other businesses like he did for Tidal.
I would say his albums do that, but I hear what you're saying.
I'm saying this. If he did that rant and he posts in a picture that has no black people in it, it's foul.
Now, I'm sure that probably was an old picture within the last month or so, but it's just like,
oh, dude. I know the other part. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I'm like, dude, come on. You really, someone who is very conscious of his image and very calculated with the things he do, let that go out there.
Well, we don't know if he let that go out there, right?
I put it this way. I did a shoot a few
years. He posed for the picture.
Right, but
again, so he knew it was going to get to the public.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing, too. It was also revealed this week. I don't have the name of the gentleman. He's another one of the higher-ups, CEOs of that company. And he was on Wall Street Journal TV, I believe it was, one of the video shows that they have on their website. And he said on the show, Jay-Z is not a minority. He's not a majority owner of that company at all. So it is not as if he's the one in charge of that business. Maybe we didn't know that. I didn't necessarily know that. But he was just kind of insinuating that he's not the guy to come in here and he's not in charge of this shit. Right? Yeah. He just put up some money. He put a little bit of money in. He's the face. But he ain't the one that makes the decisions here.
So that makes Jay-Z's freestyle talking about blacks not supporting him even far worse.
I disagree because I think the points that he was saying in the song, at least my opinion, is he insinuated that blacks are coming at him at the same point they don't come at white counterparts the same way. Like he's saying, y'all give money to, I think he said Apple or something.
Yes.
Y'all give money to them and don't question this shit. But when I do something, there's a question. That's what I pulled away from it. I'm not saying that it's right, but I don't think it takes away from that. I think that's true. I think black people do that though. They're sort of conditioned to chastise, particularly a man in position, black man in position, would question his shit as opposed to if it was somebody else.
But I thought the rap was about how we should support black. He was implying we should support black structured businesses.
Well, I acquired it. Yeah, to him.
What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean like you should do his black business.
It's not a black business, though.
Well, you're right. I agree.
We know it's not a majority-owned black business, so it's like you want us to put the pocket in your hand, and you want us to put the money in your hands, but it's really going to the white man's hands. The majority is going to white people. Why are you coming at us like that?
Because I'm not disagreeing with you saying. Let's be clear. But I think that the way that it's...
Big argument, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. But the way that it's presented is... We always, and here I'm gonna pull it out just a little bit. I find that people seem to have a problem with Jay-Z, whether it's founded or not. But it seems like he is positioned to, we're supposed to hate him, as opposed to, and I think what he's saying, and this is my opinion, what he's saying in that rap is that we don't pull the other CEO big guys and hate them, but it was almost conditioned to.
First of all, who's hating on Jay-Z?
I think that you'll see when I look online sometimes, even like when I brought up, I think when I posted the top five hip hop stars or Forbes or something like that, people were going at those guys. And to me, it's because I think they're conditioned to go at black men, particularly that are successful and particularly in sort of a rap sort of connotation. It's almost like a condition to go at those guys. Even though they're not really doing anything no different than some of the other millionaire type dudes, of course.
Who's going after them? Who's going after?
Well, the people that were commenting on my thing.
But were they black people or white people?
Majority of black, obviously, it was on my Facebook. Well, that's my opinion, but, right? So I'm kind of putting that on the whole Jay-Z thing. Again, I'm not disagreeing with what Ant is saying about Jay-Z, either.
Thank you.
I just don't know if the people on your Facebook page constitute Jay-Z saying, everyone's getting at me.
I don't either.
So I don't know. I guess my question is, what was the purpose of the rant and how are you going to do that if it's not a black-owned business that you want us to support?
Right.
So essentially it comes back to, why am I not putting more money in my pocket? Why y'all hate no putting more money in my pocket?
I agree with that.
Let me ask you this question: When Dre started Beats, was that where did he get his financing from?
Jimmy Iovine.
It's not really a black company, right? It's, Dre is the figurehead.
True. Okay. True.
He owns a large minority.
He does own some parts in it.
And he wasn't whining either.
Well, he shouldn't have to, right? Jimmy Iovine is brought the deals and got that popping.
I'm just saying Jay-Z decided.
Jay-Z wish he had a Jimmy Iovine to walk him in.
I think he does, but no. Maybe
most of them do. And I don't hate him for that. It's big business. All right.
All right, hosts, keep it moving.
Well, I guess that is it then. I don't know, Sean, you had anything to add?
No, I'm good.
I thought his mama had him in a headlock. He took a long time to answer.
Yeah, he got on mute listening to her. Like, what you mean by?
You're on the phone
like,
now.
Like, you was telling, see, I knew Sister Shirley wasn't lying to me when she said all those times you didn't show up in church, but I know my child wouldn't lie to me like that.
Hey, I showed up, just showed up late on purpose.
Wow. Well, there's the Bill O'Reilly domestic abuse allegations.
Oh, that's kind of old news, isn't it?
Well, okay. Well, my thing was in correlation to how everybody and their mama came out the woodworks to go in on the brother man, Ray McDonald, and his domestic violence charges. Now, I get it. It's his third such incident. See, however,
wow,
that's different.
However, I'm just saying, about a week ago, nobody had nothing to say about Bill O'Reilly, but now a black man gets arrested for similar, it makes public news for similar incident, and everybody in mama got something to say about it.
But that's what they do, man.
That's how they do it. Like, bro, man.
They control that narrative.
I kind of see a difference, though.
How so?
Well, like you just said, I mean, the guy has been put on blast 3 times.
Which one? Who?
The NFL player, right?
I had this argument with somebody. Are you trying to tell me that more Americans care about this Negro who's a 3-star at best defensive lineman in the NFL than the number one newsman in cable news? Come on.
I'm just all I'm saying. I don't have any liking for any of them. I probably just like Bill O'Reilly more because of what he. His politics, but I'm just saying the NFL player.
Oh, but smack it up on his wife, you cool with that?
No. I just said I don't like him. But the NFL player, he got caught 3 times.
Yeah, but he's not really relevant either.
What does it matter if he's relevant?
Well, it matters everything. Like, I think this is his point. Like, we all know who Bill O'Reilly is. Yeah. There's a lot of niggas that are caught 3 times and 3 strikes, but are they on the news?
Do they play for the NFL?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. That's the whole point. We don't know.
No.
Well, I'm saying if they play for
we the only NFL, know the top players in the NFL. We don't know the bottom feed. There's a lot of guys that are doing domestic violence in the NFL that we don't know who they are.
If they play for the NFL, then they get in the limelight because the football has now replaced baseball as the national pastime in this country.
Again,
so I don't
he's
buy
not
that.
As relevant. He particularly is not as relevant as buy Bill that. O'Reilly. He I is not. Agree. There are other bigger stars in the NFL that I could understand, but he's somebody that most people don't know.
Sell them Wolf tickets elsewhere. I'm not buying any.
You don't have to buy it. Just give me my opinion. I didn't ask you to buy it.
My opinion is that he is just as relevant as Bill O'Reilly because he plays for the NFL. Reporters are going to seek him out because they know that's a good story. The NFL is a popular sport.
Sure, but the point is, he's not as big as a Bill O'Reilly story. If you were a reporter and you had the scoop on Bill O'Reilly and you could break that, you know, it was a rape case of Bill O'Reilly versus a rape case. Let me finish first before you jump. Let me finish before you jump in.
No, you got to be accurate. Is it rape that he's accused of?
Let me finish.
He's making a point.
Before you jump
in.
I'm not saying it's rape. I'm making a point. Listen, correlation. If you were a reporter and there was a rape case on Bill O'Reilly, right? We all know Bill O'Reilly. And you had the scoop of that. And yes. You were also presented with a no-name person from the NFL, right?
Yeah, right.
And you had the scoop on his rape case. As you as the reporter and you wanted the biggest splash, which one would you choose?
I'm telling you, I would go for the NFL player.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, laugh.
wait, what?
That is the psychosis of the Q-storm.
I guess. But I mean, sadly, apparently American journalism thinks the same way.
Well, no. See, I don't think they necessarily do. I think what you're putting out as a double standard is there's no way in hell Fox, for instance, would promote that story. And most people are going to run, the racist guys, white supremacist guy is going to run to the football story because it feeds into the
white supremacist guy.
Because that's the agenda of what that story represents, in my opinion. No, I'm not joking. I think that
you don't see why they would run the NFL story as opposed to the Bill O'Reilly story. How many people here watch Fox versus watch NFL?
You mean here amongst us?
I know Fox is popular, but you're going to tell what are the ratings? Do the ratings of Fox beat the ratings of the of NFL season?
No,
no.
There you go. Well,
but again, a no name person in the NFL versus
NFL has a name.
Right.
Anybody associated with the NFL that does something, they can sell that because he's a part of the NFL, and particularly given all of the problems the NFL has had and the mileage they've gotten out of those stories. Are you crazy?
Yes, because anyone in their right mind would say this is the story that could blow through the thing, a whole scandal on him. They would run that all day. But again, in an agenda, of course, it feeds into black men, for instance, are doing these crimes. So of course, they're going to put that on TV.
Right. Well, you just asked me which story.
But I said you. I said as a regular reporter, as a white supremacist agenda. Well, white supremacist agenda of the media. Well, of course, they're going to promote the black man doing crime. Isn't that what we normally see? Well, but that is a double standard, which was, I think, what he was asking at the original question.
Right. I don't understand. You're telling me, you're saying to me, you're laughing at me because I said I would put the NFL player story, but then you're making the point that, well, it's part of the agenda. They know they can make ratings off
of it. Right, but you're not a part of that.
You just asked me if I were the reporter. And I'm saying if I were the reporter, for the reasons you outlined, I would go with the NFL player story.
So you would be a reporter backing up racist stories? That doesn't make any sense to me. You're not a racist, are you?
I don't see why the story is racist, first off.
The double standard is.
But double standards don't make racism.
What?
Okay.
Double standards mean racism? Double standard, first of
all? Okay, the double standard is the fact that here was Bill O'Reilly. Yes, I get your point that he's on Fox News, so Fox News would not run with this story. However, he has enemies with MSNBC, with CNN, ABC, CBS, and NBC News. So why weren't they pumping that story up that here's one of the biggest name in cable news accused of domestic violence, and that story was was a blip, if covered at all, amongst the news cycle, compared to when Ray Rice, who, maybe the 10th best running back in the NFL, That thing went for months.
Well, that had a video to it, so that's different.
Well, prior to the video, prior to the video?
I don't remember it being.
First when they gave him the sentence of, you're right. They didn't have a video of him dragging her out. Yeah, you're right. Okay, but still,
that's different.
Video is different. You got somebody cold clocking somebody, they're gonna run that.
But I mean, though, prior to that video of him smacking her up, there was the video of him pulling her out of the elevator that people were disgusted by. However, when the first police report came out that this incident occurred, there was nothing to it. Wait, that makes a point. Never mind.
Huh? Let's get back to religion.
I think we got Big Sexy here for a second. We can shout him out real quick. Sean, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you are. You're like far away or something. What you doing, man?
We have had spring cleaning in our neighborhood this week, and they put out one of those big old dumpster trash bins out in our neighborhood, and we have been just throwing shit out like it's Christmas. I know that's probably not a good analogy, but so I'm doing double duty. I'm working in the garage and doing the podcast.
Wow. Now, do you think you could get away with that if you were on Sirius XM? Okay. What is XM?
Yeah.
Man.
No.
How you gonna diss us like that?
I'm not dissing you. I'm doing multiple. I'm multitasking, bro.
No, he asked you, how you doing, Sean? You all, like, you in a Lincoln Tunnel. Like, you all the way across the room or some shit.
Well, I was across the room.
Well, you're supposed to be in front of your mic.
Bruh, half the time, sometimes y'all go off a little tangents that I'm not necessarily interested in, so I'm not able to sit here and listen.
You gotta, well, you gotta suffer along. That's part
of... I've suffered. I can hear you. Got my headphones on, bruh. I wear wireless headphones so I can move about.
All righty. Well, I ain't even gonna wrap this up anyway. Very eventful show. Some religion talk. I'm sure we're going to hear about that. Some Jay-Z and Bill O'Reilly.
Jay-Z and religion.
Yep. All right.
I'm getting prepared for my responses to some of the listeners already.
Oh. Yeah, Mr. Chester's coming for you, boy.
Yeah. See, why you got to say the name?
Shout out to Brian Chester, man. I love it. I love it.
You don't like Voldemort, the name that you shall not say, or whatever they said about it.
You got to have listeners like that, man. That's when you know you made it. All right, Q-Storm, where can they find you?
You can find me at qstorm.com/ lightning strikes. I'm just thinking, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but while we were doing the show, my wife came down from, she just went to the hairdresser. She came down with a new hairstyle. We're going to have some conversations. That's where I'm gonna be.
What kind of hairstyle was it?
Obviously something he didn't approve of.
Yeah.
Did you get a cut or something?
Are you trying to get me to blow up my spot, man?
Oh, you brought the conversation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You started it.
I'm not trying to take it that. I'm just trying to explain why I'm laughing, because I'm like, I'm kind of scared because I gotta have this conversation. Okay. All
right.
You can find me on Facebook as Michael Jones, on Twitter at QStorm3476, and on YouTube, check out my channel, The Real R-E-E-L QStorm.
All right, Aunt Pooh.
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Aunt Pooh, and come down to... What? What?
Ain't nobody saying nothing to you?
And at Comic-Con, July 19th, come to our panel, We Are Heroes, Spirited Debate on Diversity Within Geek and Comic Book Culture.
Now, did they have you in the main exhibit hall? Are you like in the broom closet or something? Wow.
Yo, just can't be happy for a brother, can't you? You just got to throw the hate. Hate.
You know what?
You know, I didn't ask, were you the supervising director or were you the grip or the PA when you was at TV1 or BET? Nah, I gave you your pop.
You know, I'm gonna take all that. That was my way of diffusing my own jealousy, because if you're in the main hall, I'm jealous. But props. Where they got you set up? Seriously,
I think it's Hall K, or Hall H. I gotta look at that again.
Oh, Hall H is a big one.
Is it?
I've heard of that many times.
Now, is this a part of your job, or
let's take this offline?
Shots fired.
You see how the black people, they can't just say. This is what Jay-Z was talking about.
I was giving them props. Well, I'm like,
do you work here? Which hall is it in? Is it part of your job?
Why the fuck now, I got
catch us on DutchUnsnuff.com and we're gonna be at Comic Con. Oh well, hey Biff, wait a minute. Are you guys in Hall A or Hall B? Is this part of your job? They don't do that, man.
I was just asking, is this part of his job? I get it. I just want to know if this is his own thing.
We will take this offline.
He want to know how legitimate it is, but that's cool.
I was going to say the same thing.
That's how we do.
Now, I'm just saying if Black Barry Goldenstein had said
yeah,
this,
it wouldn't be no question
at all. See, like, oh, okay. Matter of fact, you'd be like, do you need some? Do you need a director? You know, I got my own camera.
Yeah, can I give you my email address so I can get.
Well, how do you know I wasn't asking to say, do you need it? If it's not coming out of your pocket, maybe.
Go ahead and clean it up.
Because I've been mentioning this for 4 weeks now, and you ain't offered.
Mm-hmm. Nigga. That's how we gonna pray.
Black people have symptomatic issues
yes, we do, and you've just displayed that.
Y'all some sensitive motherfuckers, boy.
Always y'all. You ever notice?
Yeah.
What was that? Yeah. What was that one movie? get on the bus. You remember that one brother?
I never said the N-word,
though. What's his... Wendell or something?
Wendell Pierce. Yeah,
Wendell, Pierce. You niggas always got to mean something. And when you say you, nigga, are you including us? You always... Y'all don't have no common sense. I'm the only one with some logic.
Yeah, I say
that. You remind me of that guy.
I say that all the time, don't I? Yep.
I'm just saying.
Who created the word nagger? I'm just curious.
See, how you getting in his feelings? Now you got to come back. You can't just take it and let it be. What you got? Go ahead, man. I did. Yes,
You can't shine a spotlight on the roaches, can you? Because they scatter.
Is this nigga trying to drop knowledge? What was that?
Well,
when you drop hot water in grease, it scatters.
Where can I be found?
That's a nagger knowledge, man. Okay.
Where
can I be found, Mike? Well, I'm glad
exactly.
you asked.
Yeah, where can you be found, sir? Save us.
I'm glad you asked. I can be found at Hill Street Views on Twitter. I can be found on Facebook, Sean Hill and Real Movie Talk. And the blog, although it will change soon, it's still hillstreetviews.blogspot.com. Check out my interview with John B. Check that out. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Congratulations on that, man.
Oh, thank you. And also coming next week, Wednesday, not Friday, but Wednesday will be the Entourage review. So check that out.
Oh, yeah. Word up on that. I was checking that out. John B. Good look, man.
Yeah.
All right. Also, shout out to Big Sexy and Sack over in Hawaii. Shout out to Big Ken. Shout out to Day Dropping. So, yeah, there you go. You can check us out on Facebook. You can also check me out on YouTube when my videos aren't being yanked from the internet. And also on Twitter at MDean. As we always say about this time, work it like a job. See you next time. Peace.
Odabo.